please begin reading at the top of page 37 in your book.
From Gang Member to Role Model by Sergio Argueta, as told to Laura D'Angelo. The first time I was arrested, the cop said to me, "Get used to the feel of these handcuffs. You'll be in them for the rest of your life." I was 13 years old. In the end, I proved that cop wrong. I grew up in a low-income housing complex in Hempstead, Long Island, where the grassy suburbs of New York City turn into cracked concrete. My mother had moved to America to escape the war in El Salvador. At 5 a.m., she'd get up to scrub floors in rich people's houses in hope of giving me a better life.
Let's see. I know El Salvador is a country in Central America, not far from Mexico. I've also heard about the war that was being fought there not too long ago. Sergio mentions that his mother moved to New York to escape the war. That makes me wonder, how did she feel about leaving her country to escape danger and violence, only to have her son join a gang here in the United States? Sergio also says that he grew up in a low-income housing complex and that his mother had to get up really early to clean rich people's houses for a living. So we can guess that his family didn't have much money, and his childhood was probably pretty tough. Maybe that's part of why he joined a gang. Let's keep reading. We're on the last paragraph on page 37, starting with, "I loved school when I was little."
I loved school when I was little and got along with both blacks and Latinos. But in middle school, being good was not the cool thing. Blacks and Latinos hated each other. One tradition was Puerto Rican Day, when the black kids would get together and beat up the Latino kids. It didn't matter that we were